When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of course. And I know we have our guardians here who love Destiny 2 as much as we do. And we have a couple more things to talk about here. We got Grandmaster Nightfalls just came out hot off the presses just this past week. Now, I'm curious, did you all get a chance to play through Grandmaster Nightfalls yet this week?
I have not. I literally, right before I came on, it was in my clan's Discord and being like, hey, I got to do this podcast, but does anybody want to run the GM afterward? I haven't hit, no. So, like I said, kind of a newbie. I ran GMs at the end of last season. So I ran Prison of Elders was my first GM.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty good. The first time I ran with two, we didn't realize that two of us had never run GMs before. And the guy who was kind of Sherpaing us didn't intend to be Sherpaing. And so I felt really bad. I was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought I was the only new one. And the other guy was like, I thought I was the only new one. I was like, oh, okay. But we got it done. So, no, this one, Proving Grounds, I ran on Legend and Master, but I had got yet to do the GM.
Yeah, and I know that we attempted Proving Grounds last night.
That boss room sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got to the boss. So here's the thing. This morning, we actually, I ran the Grandmaster Nightfall in the Proving Grounds, and we actually got it done.
Oh,
and there was a slightly different strategy that we utilized. The big thing is to make sure that you are far enough away where the enemies can't really get you. And then in the final boss room, there's a spot all the way in the back, right where the boss is, right? Ooh. Right behind where the boss is. And you can actually hold down that spot. And if you have Well of Radiance, you can pretty much take care of all the...
Are you talking about like behind that big platform?
Champions that spawn.
Oh, interesting. Without...
Yeah, behind the platform. Yeah. And then when you get to the final stand, then you go into the front of the room. And that's where you pretty much finish off the boss. There are going to be two more Unstopped champions that spawn. But we were able to get that done on the first try today. And I'm not a hardcore gamer. I'm not like that at all. I do love to play Destiny, but I would say that I did Grandmaster Nightfalls last season, but the season before that, I don't think we did any. And I know Shadow Price got his done today. We actually did one right before the show, right, Shadow?
Yeah, we did. You actually sharpened that one. So that was impressive. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he literally sharpened the whole run of the arms dealer Grandmaster Nightfall. So that was impressive. Like, I had attempted it the other night and we got to the boss, but we were clueless what to do when we got to the boss. And we had wasted all our time just doing everything else in the strike. That Tormentor was really kicking our ass.
Oh, God, yeah.
So we did it right before we came onto the podcast, and we got it done, and we got a lot of good loot.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, it was fun. It felt really good getting it done, but also, like, you get a bit of confidence, like, being able to do it and then, like, it's not that bad, right? Like, at first it seems like this is going to be impossible to do. I remember when we first got into the Proving Grounds, we didn't really have a strategy in place or anything, and We got destroyed, like, from the beginning. We didn't even get past the first room. So
being able to do that so important
later,
you know, having
it felt really, really good. And it really is. And, you know, one thing that we did this morning, and shout outs to Imagine, one of our clan members and community members here. And he had a really great strat where he told me, get rid of your healing rift and put on the empowering rift. And at first, I didn't even think that would help because I was a bit skeptical because I thought you want protection from damage. You want health. So, but switching off to empowering rift will allow for you to melt those yellow bar adds fairly quickly. And
see, really, yeah, that, I'm with you. I always get really I see that build. Recommendation for various activities, and I'm always like, man, I'm like, I'm so afraid of dying. I'm like, I need my healing rift. And yeah, it's my emergency shoot. You know what I mean? In my backpack. Run behind a wall and pop that thing. But I mean, no, you're right. I mean, if you can, you know what really helps you not dying? Killing everything before they can kill you. So I do see how that could pay off.
Yeah, no, and it's if you're slow and methodical about how you do it. For example, we would kill the smaller enemies, the red bar enemies first, so that way then we can all focus on the yellow bar together. And if we're focusing on the same yellow bar enemy, it'll die fairly quickly without having to regenerate its health, which can be kind of a pain, especially if you're slow.
Yeah, that's what the top players usually do. You know, they'll focus once you stun that champion, boom, you melt. You know, everybody, all DPS on that.
So now I'm curious. You both had a chance to play through Nightfalls, and we've experienced everything that Bungie has to offer. But what would make your experience more fun playing Nightfall? What would make it better for you both?
I think they're in a good place right now, to be honest with you. I mean, the loot was pretty fantastic. The double rewards.
Yeah, it's double rewards week too.
Yeah.
To the point where even we were talking about this in my chat the other night. Like,
that's awesome. Yeah, that was great.
And for all you solo guardians out there, if really, you know, having a hard time with LFGs, worst case scenario this week, like hero level Nightfalls, you can still get some pretty good rewards at the end of it. And I mean, you could farm that out. And I know some people who've gotten some pretty nice, like hung jury rolls, including myself, prisms, lots of cores and stuff like that. So you may not get a ton of golf balls or anything like that. But even at the lower levels, some of the rewards are pretty, pretty decent this week.
Yeah, no, it's a great, great farming opportunity. You can get a lot of really cool drops. I was getting like 5 or 6 really awesome drops from the Grandmaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's extremely rewarding this week. I think I got 2 of the Adept Hung Juries. No, actually, I have 4 now because every time it dropped 2, because they're giving you double rewards now.
Double rewards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as you kill all the champions and everything, you'll get the platinum and you'll get all the, good stuff. You get the good.
Yeah. And scout rifles right now, they're nasty. So if you can get a god roll hung jury, it's a great opportunity.
And they're given the Nightfall ciphers, so you can focus the adept.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, hung your weapons for that week and everything. So
I'm excited to play Grandmasters now. Look at me go! And yesterday I was like, how am I ever going to do it? I was like, maybe I'll get a Grandmaster done once this season, and now I'm like, let's go help people. Let's get it back.
I remember when it was so daunting for Korn to want to do those. I tried to like get him into doing them and everything, and he was just very, you know, he had a little bit of anxiety with it. But now look at him; he's like a changed man.
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
they turned me into a beast, and there's no stopping. You know, I really want for Bungie to introduce specific armor pieces that are custom to different night vaults. Like, I think that would be so, yeah, like the ornaments raids. Yeah, I think that would be such an awesome layer.
Oh, like the ornaments from the raids in D1. Yeah.
That would be cool.
If they had specific ornaments for each of the Nightfalls, yeah. If you did it on the hardest difficulty on Grandmaster, yeah.
I think that would be really, really cool if they did that. And then other than that, I think it's in a really good spot right now. Like, I like the fact that if you die, it's not counting down. Where, like, if you don't rest somebody revives, in a certain time, you know, somebody wipes. Like, yeah. I like the fact that they don't have that.
Yeah.
They're giving you X number of revives, so I do like that. Although, after 45 minutes, they say, nope, that's it. You've been here too long. So they take away all of your lives, and then you're down to zero.
I mean, that is a good, that just, I think that's good though. You know, because it's like, because anything longer than that, that's just really long. Like,
yeah, for a strike, yeah, that's a long time. I get that too. Yeah.
You got 45 minutes to do as much damage as you possibly can do and wipe that boss, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of like that. I don't want them to change that. I think that's pretty good.
What was the longest Nightfall that you both ever had to play through?
Oh my God. It was in D1. I think for me, it was in D1. It was either the Fogoth one in the Summoning Pits, or
it was probably us together. It was
the Nexus, I think, Nightfall.
For me, it'll probably be the next one, the one I do. Probably. It'll probably be 45 minutes, 44 and a half.
Although the corrupted, like, Grandmaster.
Oh, God. I won't touch it. That thing bugs me anytime, even when I was just running, like, regular, like, Vanguard playlists, like, for a Pinnacle. And I was like, oh, my God, why did this one have to come up?
Yeah, that was very so difficult.
So I'm curious, do you both have a favorite Nightfall weapon that is really, really special to you?
Shadow Price? I mean,
I wasn't expecting. I
can't wait till they put it back in the rotation. Hopefully, they eventually do, and everything. But I got a couple. I have an Adept one that I cherish every day. I put it, you know, I cover it up and kiss it goodnight every night. So,
yeah. I mean, so for me, like I said, the only GM I completed was last season. Those are when I first tried them. So I think I got the Adept, I believe, grenade launcher last season.
The Wendigo. The GM.
Yes, yes. I got the one. I got a pretty good one. It's nothing that I was like, oh, like seeking. I will say I'm more excited about the Hung Jury. So I'm hoping to get an Adept one. I got some pretty nice kinetic tremor rolls off of, like I said, Legend and Master ones already, but it'll be nice to get an Adept one, because I am a big scout rifle fan too. I think they're in a good spot. So for me, like I said, GMs are something new, so, and Adept stuff is something new, so I will it'll kind of be a new experience from here on out as the seasons go on.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, if you ever need help with your Grandmaster, you come on over and we will definitely get you your bread.
Only always. Get ready to waste your revive tokens. As long as there's not platforming, I'll be okay.
Oh, we don't even need revive tokens.
Good.
We're not going to talk about platforming, please.
Oh, me too.
That's my Achilles heel. We're not going to talk about the raids and so many. Like, I still avoid the jumping puzzle in Root of Nightmares. I still don't want to do it. I don't want to go through that. It's too much. Yeah. I say that I got to go use the bathroom. That's I got to go take the dog out. I use any excuse to not do the jumps. I'm not sorry. But I will say I'm definitely excited to challenge myself more. Dungeons. I'm gonna try to maybe do a solo dungeon. I think you've convinced me to maybe try.
Yeah, bro, if you're sherping people through GMs, you can dance your way through Shattered Throne, probably Pit as well. Like you're don't sell yourself short.
But after Nightfalls, because I'm really in the zone.
Damn right.
We're gonna make this an event. We're gonna make this happen for sure. So I'm curious. Did you both become Conqueror?
Yeah, no. Obviously. Yep.
Shadow Price, how about you? Did you get your Adept Conqueror type?
I did get my Conqueror seal last season. Yep. The only one I needed left was that the Warden and Nothing strike.
Okay.
And I farmed that out like all that week and got good rolls of the grenade launcher.
A good roll, not a god roll.
Decent rolls, not a god roll. But I was more happier to get the Conqueror title. Honestly. Yeah. So now I get to guild my title this season. We just got one done tonight. Okay. So I got five more to go before I can guild my title and everything. So yeah, pretty excited for that.
I'm not quite at the point of gilding mine. I'm still working on my Conqueror title just to get the title. But the good news is I am literally one Grandmaster Nightfall away. And it can be any Grandmaster. The only thing that I have to do is make sure I have my Strand subclass equipped, because you have to complete it with different subclass abilities.
Oh, it's a blast.
And that just really goes to show how much I love using Strand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And there's a reason why, because I'm a creature of habit, and I, especially if I'm on my warlock, I need my grenades. And in the Strand subclass, you can't use grenades.
Well, you can. You just got to take it off it's, the grapple.
Yeah.
And I get confused thinking, let's chuck grenades. I end up killing myself a lot. And especially if you're playing like really tough activities like Legendary Campaign, that final boss. Oh, man. If you could count how many times I went to give him a hug instead of chucking nades at him, oh my god. It was just... So anyhow, so I still need to do my stasis or strand subclass Grandmaster. So TBD, we're going to get that done tonight.
Just suspend everything.
And I will keep you all posted on that.
Sure.
And Matt, suspend your disbelief, suspend all of your enemies. We're gonna make that happen, and I'm excited. I'm excited to play more Grandmaster Nightfalls this season. I'm really happy that I was able to actually play it at the start, because in past seasons I've been a little bit of a slacker when it came to leveling up my character, and I didn't quite hit the level that I needed. Two seasons ago to play Grandmasters, and I was so bummed out. I think like I was really close to being able to play, but I wasn't quite there with my light level. So this season we are definitely fixing that and trying to right what we've done wrong in the past. So TBD on that. I'll definitely keep you all posted. But Guardians, we have one more thing to talk about tonight. We got a weekly update. Not a whole lot this week. just TBD, so y'all know. But we do have some important things to talk about that will impact you, especially if you play on console. And this week at Bungie, we'll discuss security concerns and challenging Guardians to put their best dressed foot forward. We'll discuss Kilt for Tots and also ways that you can support this awesome initiative. And Guardians, first up, we're going to talk about the controversial topic that Bungie revealed, and that was their stance on third-party peripherals, specifically relating to certain devices that allowed for you to use keyboard and mouse on consoles, which then gave you additional aim assist in the game. I'm curious, did you all hear about anything like that in the game where there were devices that were being used to
cheaters
exploit
in a PvP game?
In-game
what? That never happens. Of course, yes.
No,
they're trying to be classy here, not calling them out. But yeah, Zim and Cronus, it's not just in... those are the two big offenders. It's not just in Destiny either. I know a lot of other crossplay and console heavy games have had issues with these devices and stuff too, which is a shame. I remember I was reading Liana's post about it, Dirty F and Hippie, who talking about like what sucks is like a lot of these adapters or devices are made so people who have a hard time with controllers or they are made for accessibility, but of course human beings being human beings look for ways to exploit it. And unfortunately it seems like it's just waterfalls more in that direction than what they were intended for. So I think it's a hard thing because you don't want to let down any part of your community. And that's what's so hard about being part of a team for something this big. But I think they made a good stand here.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, anything that degrades the overall experience is something that I think that Bungie should address, especially if it's a PvP-based activity. I remember a few weeks back, I was playing Trials, and literally the last team that we played, like, you could tell they were cheating.
Yeah, it's never fun, you know, it's especially if you run into it in your last game, like when you're about to go flawless, like, and it's like happens in like the game 7, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, I just lost to a bunch of cheaters. Great.
Mm-hmm. And so here's what Bungie officially stated on the topic in the weekly update, and they stated the following: our community has grown increasingly frustrated by a form of cheating that uses third-party peripherals with the intent to manipulate the game client. These devices are plugged into a computer or a console where they can, for example, execute sample scripts or trick the game into giving you extra aim assist. You'll note that we aren't calling out the services by name. The primary reason that we simply don't want to offer a bigger spotlight than necessary. So they didn't actually name names in the update. We named
them. Yeah.
I name names, damn it. I will name names.
Just don't do it, Guardians. Don't, you know, and it sucks because there are players who actually are using it for legitimate reasons, mm-hmm. because they have certain limitations that, you know, everybody has different restrictions that, you know, maybe they can't play in the same way. It just really sucks that the bad actors ruin, you know, the experience for the people who are legitimately in need of these devices. But I think this is a good move, and I'm really hoping that in doing so, they reduce the number of exploits that occur in the game, because it has been very apparent and very clear. It's not like a isolated incident.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, this is...
And Bungie did continue to note the following: external devices are any devices or input that augment the player's ability to control the game beyond what the game itself normally provides. This includes, but not limited to, programmable controllers, keyboards and mouse adapters, advanced macro, or automation via artificial intelligence. That's really interesting. Now, one thing that I'm curious about, they do mention bots or artificial intelligence. And I know that there have been bots that were built in the community to give out checkpoints. I'm curious how Bungie will look to those types of functionalities and if they would consider that a bannable offense.
That's a really good point. I didn't even think about that because I was thinking primarily PvP sense and in-game
bots.
Things like that. But no, I mean, if they're trying to just kind of control that overarchingly, then because I was literally looking at that checkpoint bot today for a Nezorak checkpoint, and that would be I hope not, but that would be, I would understand if they did, because it just makes it maybe cleaner to kind of remove all bot systems that could access the game.
Now, they did also note that they're looking to adjust the experience the game designers intended, which means that content is meant to be more difficult or prestige, it is designed to be so for that reason. And Bungie is looking to simplify using an accessibility aid to play Destiny 2 where players could not otherwise. But they would look at this as a violation if you're using tools to make it easier for you to complete different activities. That's really interesting. And that also made me think about the Last Wish raid and the Riven encounter, where I don't necessarily know how the raid team intended for that to be beat, but
same.
I can tell you that I've never done it legitimately. I think we've always teased that last encounter. So I'm curious, how Bungie will address things like this, because it seems to me they're trying to crack down on experiences that are going to affect your gameplay, whether it be PvP or PvE. They're not going to ban everybody. Like, they can't.
I don't think they're going to do anything about that. Like, everybody was doing that. Literally everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it would also probably come down to more of that obviously is a glitch in their, on their side of things, in their code that they just, never patched.
Right. You're not manipulating the game client in any way.
Right. Would be from an outside source, anything from an outside source manipulating it. That one, the Riven cheese is something on their end that they overlooked or whatever.
Yeah.
And that brings us to gaining an advantage that Bungie defines as using a means for the purpose of directly or indirectly achieving victory. For example, some players that abuse the tools rise in PvP rank at a rate far beyond what is expected for a player improving through typical gameplay. Because of the benefits of cheating in PvP, can also affect your PvE performance, including things like the world's first race and such activities. So it looks like they're going to be evaluating these types of things for potential violations in the future. So TBD on that as well. And that's definitely interesting to hear them clarify these things. And I'm curious, what do you both think about these changes that Bungie is implementing into their systems, where it seems like they're cracking down on any type of abuse that's occurring in the game?
I mean, yeah, these.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
peripherals have been, you know, people have been gaining advantages with these peripherals for a while now, you know, and I guess, you know, Bungie had to do a lot of data, you know, gathering and things like that to, you know, come up, you know, finally come with this determination that, you know, seeing that these things have been abused, you know, and it's just, you don't have to look no further than PvP to see it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I love the stance. I love taking an action, and I have a lot of sympathy for their their security team or / community team who are going to have to go through so many probably like bans and everything, like with people who are going to be like, well, I wasn't even using it, or I was using it because I do need it, and when they were clearly cheating, to have to go through those muddy waters. I don't envy them at all, but I do think it is a necessary and good change.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that making the experience more fair is improving the game for all players, mm-hmm. where everybody is on a level playing field. And I think that with the game having been around for such a long time and having such a large community and such a passionate community, I think there have been a lot of just, I don't say sketchy things that are occurring in the community, but like paid recoveries, you know, it's like, I don't get it. I just don't. Or things like, especially cheating in PvP, which for me personally, that has definitely degraded my experience and my desire to play things like Trials, because I would go in and I would get murked. And sometimes it's not because of my skill, but because people are cheating and you can't do anything about it. And that doesn't create for a game that we all want to play. So I think that in order for Bungie to build a more sustainable future in Destiny, I think this was kind of a necessary thing for them to address. And I'm happy that they are finally taking action and at the very least trying to fix the problems with the game. And I think these were all positive changes.
But we're overlooking one big pitfall here, though, guys. You gotta remember, now, right now, as it stands, okay, my emotions can be protected either way, because if I get stumped, I get to go, oh, well, they're all cheating. They're a bunch of cheaters. And so that's why I lost protection. And then if I stomp them, I go, look, I just stomped a bunch of cheaters. I'm freaking God mode. See, motions right now, they're in a good place. I have protection. I have lies I can tell myself. But if they make it an even playing field, then I just die. It's just bad. It's just bad. It just feels bad.
Or just maybe you will go into a match and you'll realize, holy crap, I'm a beast. This is my WrestleMania moment, but in Destiny 2.
I like that positive thinking. Look at that.
I'm just saying, like, and you know what? I actually went in and I played Trials, and Shadow Price knows this. I am not a PvP player. I think I play Trials maybe like once a year. But for some reason that weekend, the last time that it was around, I ended up playing with this random team, I think. It was like LFG. I don't think our clan mates were around that day. So I went in and we got to 6 wins. And then there was a match that team was cheating and just didn't win. But it gave me a lot of confidence, big boost. And I think that sometimes you'll surprise yourself. You just try. And it can be a lot of fun. And I actually enjoy playing Trials. It's weird. And I'm not that guy. I don't really enjoy Trials normally. But so, you know, you don't hear those words from me often, but.
And I'm like, come in the pool. The water's fine. You know, because I like PvP. Like, I love playing Trials because I love the competition. And I love, you know, I just like it kind of amps me up, gives me adrenaline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There is something to, you know, like, I mean, and that's why these games are so popular across the board. I mean, there's nothing that's ever going to be quite like knowing you bested another person, right? As opposed to like the game, you know, like the AI enemies or whatever. I'm a PvEer too. I love all that, but there's that serotonin of that. That's why one of the things I love actually in PvP games is sound design, because little things like what sound effect plays when you get a kill. Oh my God, that becomes like a Pavlov's dog kind of thing. Like your brain just goes kicking when you, even whether it's a huge thing or it's like a clink, whatever it is, you live for that sound.
Loved the sound in D1 when you got a kill, that little chirp sound. Like I miss that chirp sound. Like, and you know, D2 has a little different, you know, so it took me some time to get used to that. But man, you're right. It's like a Pavlov's dog thing. It's like something you're just like, oh my God, instant satisfaction out of that.
Yep.
Bungie, are you listening? And if you are, please. It can't be that difficult. Bring it back. Bring back the sound.
Yep.
Little things that make a big difference. And speaking of little things that make a big difference, we have another update coming to commendations. I feel like they're making changes to the commendation system like every week now.
Yeah. It's definitely a very much a trial and error process, you can tell.
We're going to call it Commendation Labs this season because it's very much in beta. But so Bungie announced that they are introducing the best dressed commendations. They are coming to quote unquote low trust activities that don't rely on significant communication or team play. So you will not be getting the best dressed commendations in raids and dungeons and trials, but you will be getting them in all of the other activities. And it looks like this will be coming with the mid-season update that is launching next week, I want to say.
Sounds about right.
Yes, I believe so. I think it's at reset.
Yeah. So next Tuesday, Guardians, you will be able to show off your awesome armor and all of your bling and get recognized for it. So stay tuned for that. And the next thing, Shadow Price, I'm sure, is going to be really excited about. And Shadow Price, do you want to share what we learned about the Trials Labs from Bungie this week?
Yeah, so Bungie's going to have two more Trials Labs on weeks 8 and 11 of Season 20 to test the new matchmaking parameters that they talked about recently. This is week 8, correct? I think, actually, if I'm not mistaken. It might be. I'm not completely sure. But Bungie's, they said they're now going to have two always active soft pools, and they say soft means that matchmaking initially prefers not to blend the pools but will if necessary to find a good game quickly. So the distinction is not as dramatic as the one between flawless and non-flawless in the current system. And then so here's they're going to have the challenger pool, which is this is where most players who currently play trials on a week-to-week basis and want to go flawless will play in. And what it does is it represents an experience more like the original iteration of Trials in D1, if you guys remember that. And it's without focusing on making games more difficult as the card progresses or after you have been flawless. So as you go up the card, it's not going to make them more difficult. It's going to be mostly based on your connection and everything. So it says that this pool matches based solely on connection, and there is no matching in based on tickets, wins on a ticket, wins, weekly wins, or skill. So players who have any card with no losses, including a card after reset, or those playing with someone in their fire team who has a card with no losses, that they will be placed in this pool. So that's the challenger pool. That's kind of like probably where I'll be, because I will be, you know, no lifing trials all weekend, basically. And then there's going to be another pool called the practice pool, and that this pool is targeted at newer, less experienced players. So players who are not ready to give going flawless a shot. And it represents a place for them to dip their toes in trials without being thrown straight into the deep end.
This pool is going to be based on connection and weekly performance. How well you've done in trials that week, and it resets every week. And only players with a flawed card or those on their first game of the week can play in this pool. And everyone in your fire team has to have a flawed card or be on their first game of the week. So what this pool has is stomp protection, which we were talking about earlier. If you are consistently struggling, it will reduce your weekly performance rating to give you slightly easier matches until you recover. And it also has farming protection. So if the system detects that you or a fire team member are likely to attempt to farm the practice pool, what it's going to do, it's going to slow your matchmaking times down initially. And if you continue, it'll lock you into the challenger pool for the remainder of the weekend, regardless of your card state. So the updates to the passage of the Wealth and Mercy and changes to the Gilded Flawless Triumph requirements will not all be live on those weekends. So what do you guys think about all this that they're implementing into trials? I personally like it.
So I'm also not a huge PvPer. I get into Iron Banana, but that's about all. My only thought on this is, you know, somebody in that meeting argued hard to call that practice pool the kiddie pool, and it got nixed, which is a missed opportunity if you ask me. But I take your word. It seems like good changes, but I'm the same. You're lucky if you get me to do trials once a year. But I want that damn SMG, so maybe I have to. Shit.
Yeah, that SMG is pretty fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Immortal. Yeah.
Me too.
SMGs are meta. They're so meta right now. What do you think, Korn?
We may have to. We may have to just for that SMG, because I'm a big SMG fan. So, I'm just a little concerned that something will break and little old me, who doesn't play trials, will get confused as trying to farm or something, and then I'm put up in I'm locked in a challenge pool. I hope that does not happen, and I'm sure they have mechanisms that protect against it, but if it works the way that it's intended, I think these are all positive changes, because I think that this will help to alleviate players who come in and reset their card just to either carry someone and just to farm the easier tiers. So I think that if they're able to make things more balanced through these changes, I think this is all for the better. I will also say that I'm really happy that Bungie is putting effort into fixing Crucible through all of these changes, whether it be through the changes they're implementing through trials and also in the peripherals that they're allowing and restricting. I think that both of these changes show their commitment to creating a better PvP experience. And these are all good things. I think that this can only make the game better. So I'm all game.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And we do also have a couple more things here that Bungie talked about, besides Crucible Labs that's coming. And they have a fundraising campaign they are doing. It is the 12th annual Kilt for Kids campaign. It is a way to raise money to help support families that are in need. And it is the Ronald McDonald House. So people who are struggling and displaced, they are able to get housing and accommodations. And thus far, the Bungie community, I should say, has helped raise enough money to accommodate 26,000 nights for families who are in need across the greater Seattle area. So really great cause to support. If you donate $30, you get access to an exclusive emblem. It's $50. I apologize. I misread. So a $50 donation will give you the Knees Out emblem that will be made available around April 28th. So if you are able to support this great cause, check out Bungie.net. The weekly update does have all of the details for how you can support that. If you donate $100, you will get a postcard that is digitally signed by the Killed 4 Kids team, and it will be personally mailed to you. And then a $250 tier gives you a digital copy of a new and unique piece of artwork made by an artist, Mark Plague. He's also part of the Killed 4 Kids program. And then lastly, a $500 donation gives you a physical print of Mark's exclusive art shipped to your house. So if you are able to, do check that out and support this great cause. And Guardians, we have a couple more things here. We have Bungie player support updates. We got a new update coming next Tuesday, April 18th. Update 7.0.5 will be coming out. So do expect some downtime. 8 a.m. Pacific time, maintenance is scheduled to begin, and 8:45 a.m., Destiny 2 will be brought offline in the Pacific time zone. 10 a.m., you can expect for the game to be back online with update 7.0.5, and that will be available across all regions. So it looks like there's going to be a downtime of about an hour and 15 minutes there on Tuesday. So make sure to expect that and plan accordingly, Guardians. And at 11 a.m., the update is scheduled to be completed. So good PSA on that. More changes are coming to the commendation scoring. Looks like they're constantly making changes. So for legend scoring, the previous requirement was 130,000. Now it's 115,000. For your Nightfall score, the previous requirement was 200K. Now it's 180. And scoring for Grandmaster was 230,000. And now it is 210. So good to know on that. And they did also note a few issues that are occurring in Destiny 2 at the moment. The weekly red border weapon focusing may not count progress for the defined focusing triumph. So if you're not progressing there, Bungie is aware and are working on that. If players wipe in the boss encounter of the Lake of Shadows Nightfall, no thanks. Already defeated champions may respawn in previous zones, resulting in inaccurate scoring and completion rewards. And lastly, Hawthorne may continue to reference visiting Amanda in her voice lines.
Yeah, she's still coping, okay? Let her grieve, let her, you know, however she's got. If she's got to imagine she's still alive, just let her. We're all still mourning, okay?
Yeah. I'm coping.
Yeah.
I'm coping. I'm still coping. I'm still not done with the storyline. I'm still working on that. I'm going to be honest. I did not finish my seasonal activities, but we're working on it.
Well, it's a short season, so it won't take you much to catch up. Yeah, I think just a little bit more, yeah.
We are definitely working on it, and we're almost there. We're about, where are we at? I think we're about halfway, right? Or a little more than halfway. Mm-hmm. And we have time. We have about a month till the new season launches, so there is time. And lastly, movies of the week and artists of the week. I'm going to give a shout out to our good friend Emily Megan for winning artist of the week this week. Congratulations to her. She's very talented, really great artist in the community. It's always great to see our friends and guests from the podcast get love and recognition from Bungie. So congratulations. And Guardians, we've come to that time. Hard to believe. What a great, great show. And Matt, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh my God. No, thank you so much for having me on, letting me kind of just vibe with you and the community and everything. Like I said, I love being able to do these shows, these experiences, and connect with other people who are just as into again, these things outside of my main career, that I get to kind of geek out over and stuff like that. It's really fun making these connections. And so you guys and the community, I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
No, absolutely. And we appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Such a pleasure. Hey, we do have a tradition on the show.
Of course.
We get to rate the weekly update in the form of spicy tuna rolls because we're big sushi fans. I told you that. So we're going to rate it between 1 and 5 spicy tuna rolls. 1, you probably want to go get checked out because you might get sick if you continue eating that sushi. But if you get a 5 spicy tuna roll sushi, you better go back and take care of them because this is the best sushi you've ever had. So I'm curious, how would you both rate this week's Bungie Weekly Update in the form of spicy tuna rolls between 1 and 5? Matt, what would you say?
I was like, I mean, the big thing, the anti-cheating, the third-party peripherals and stuff like that is the spicy of the spicy. That's the headline. Other than that, it's kind of feels a lot like just regular housekeeping things. You know, like the trials pools is interesting. But you know, charitable information, new commendation, very run of the mill. So I'm going to give it right down the middle. I think the cheating thing is a really big headline. So nice 2.5 spicy tuna rolls, right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Okay. I like that. And Shadow Price, what about you? What would you give this week's Spongy Weekly Update?
Well, you know me, I love my trials. I like, you know, and I like these changes and everything. And I like the fact what they're, you know, they're addressing the cheating, the peripherals that is causing people to gain, you know, unfair advantages and things like that. So I really like that they're shedding light on that. So I'm going to be a little bit more generous. I'm going to give it a 4 spicy tuna rolls. Because, like I said, I love me some trials and I like these changes that they're implementing.
So I think I'm going to be in the middle because I think that from a perspective of like, are we getting anything new and exciting? There's not a whole lot. Like they're showing their commitment to fixing. And I think that's a great thing. Right. So it wasn't really an update that got me excited so much. More PSA update, nothing major. So I would have to say 3.5 out of 5 spicy tuna rolls for me, just for the effort they're putting forth with making the Crucible experience better. They are trying, so I will give them credit for that. And also, I really like the different initiatives that they support through Kilt for Kids, really great cause. So I think that was a really great PSA and way to support such an important cause. And also, I think that I really enjoyed the things that they mentioned about introducing the best dressed commendation into the game. I think that's going to really create more fun wins.
Which I will never win. Never.
I will. 100%. That's the only one I'll win. The true end game. The true end game, boys.
Team tonight. And thank you so much for joining us, Matt. Thank you so much for being with us on the show. Thank you for sharing your stories and your experiences and your journey in Destiny and wrestling. We appreciate you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, my God. No, again. Thank you for having me. Absolute pleasure to hang with you guys. And hopefully not the last time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Matt, where can the Guardians learn more about you and what you do in the community?
Yeah, no, I mean, I keep it pretty simple. Drama King Matt is kind of my handle on everything. Twitch, Drama King Matt, Instagram, Twitter, same, as well as TikTok. And I'm trying to get TikTok up there. So that's the big one I'm funneling people to. I want to try a little bit of co-streaming on there and Twitch if I can get the opportunity. So go check out the TikTok and come laugh at my poor platforming and but awesome fashion. I look good when I fall down numerous pits. So I do have that going for me. So yeah, come hang out with me and the Drama Club. And we have a nice little budding Destiny community as well. So if you're looking for like-minded people, come hang out.
I like that Drama Club. I like that.
We'll definitely have to
Hell yeah.
Check that out and share that with our community and our guardians. And thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you guys.
Such an honor. And Shadow Price, where can we learn more about you and what you do?
You can find me on Twitter at ShadowPrice79 and also here on the Destiny Show podcast every Friday night.
And Guardians, you can find the Destiny Show podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and every major platform. You can find us on the web at destinyshow.com. You can find us right here on twitch.tv/thedestinyshow every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And Guardians, you can also find us over on Twitter, where we give you the latest updates on all things Destiny 2 Lightfall. And make sure to join our Destiny 2 community on Discord. We are on fire. We have a clan of over 600 Guardians, and we are growing every single week. So we hope you join us, Guardians. And we thank you for joining us for another incredible episode of the Destiny Show podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. Go play some Trials. Go play some Grandmaster Nightfalls. And Guardians, thank you for joining us tonight. And we will see you starside. Good night, Guardians.
Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.